His house. That's supposed to be over here.
Hello, this is Richard.
Hi, this is Adriano's customer service giving you a returning callback.
I needed to talk to y'all. Your company name is Newtek Best Clean Value?
Yes, sir. So we do a service for multiple different companies. Can you provide me your zip code so I can see which one you're under?
75089.
And what is that first and last name?
Richard Meek.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
5613 Magnolia Lane, Rowlett, Texas.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see that this all started back on March the 8th. You ordered the Hype Watch fitness tracker along with, it also came with earbuds and a warranty for $792 and
$1,894. $792 was for the Hype Watch.
Yeah, the $792 was the shipping and handling for the Hype Watch. That it doesn't cover the Hype Watch, and the $1,894 is for the shipping and handling for the pods and the 1-year warranty. So it looks like you signed up for a 14-day trial that starts from the day that you order. Once your trial expires and you do not call us within those 14 days, then we assume that you would like to keep the product. So then you are then charged for those.
Well, I didn't. Let's see. It took a while to get before they came in the mail. I don't remember the exact date now, but.
Yeah, they were shipped on the 10th and you got them on the 11th. That's part of the trial. It's 4 days for it to be shipped. Sometimes it only takes 3, and 10 to 11 days for you to test it out.
Well, I got the package and I got both items. And whenever I ordered the Hype Watch, it said on here, it sent a watch. It's a KY11 Hype Watch is what is on the packing slip, and then the earbuds. But whenever I sent you an email on March 22, and that would have been. That was the day. It was like the day before that is when I got it, because I wanted to let y'all know right away that I didn't really want the earbuds. Those just got tagged on with the order. So I was wanting to cancel my that subscription or whatever it was too. So in the email I sent an email that basically said, I got the watch and along with it you sent the earbuds and I tried them. But, they're just not suitable for me. I don't need them right now. I didn't order them, And okay. But I never got any answer back on that yet. So.
Yeah. So, what you sent the email to the to the warehouse. So we don't have a communication with the warehouse. That's why it's best that we that you call, because most of the time your email, either the email is going to give you a number to call or they're not going to respond.
Well, in the email it had three links, and it had one for earbud, one for, there's three different locations, and I texted to the earbud, so crap.
Okay, so let's see.
Well, anyway, I don't, the $792 charge for the watch, I don't mind that. I'll keep that, and if you want the earbud back, just let me know. I did check it out, but I didn't use it, except just went to check it out for a few minutes, a little bit, and it just wasn't suitable for anything. I didn't have any need for it. I want to cancel. I don't need any subscription,
Okay. So yeah, with this product, it's not a subscription. That's 60. Okay. So you did a trial. Your trial ended on March the 22nd. You was charged March the 23rd. So you're being charged the actual prices of the products, the $69.97 and the $64.97. So you said you don't want the earbuds. So this is what we can do. Because with these products, the watch helps to track your heart rate, oxygen level, blood pressure, as well as many other different things. And the earbuds are good for meditation or going on walks, or just if you like listening to music while doing your household chores. So what I can do, I can offer you a 35% discount off of that $69.97, and we can ship the earbuds back. So we can stop that payment of $64.97. With the 35% discount, the $69.97 changes to
$45.48. Well, you told me that I received it on the 9th or 10th, but I did not receive it that day.
Oh no! It was being shipped on the 10th, and the USPS services, the postal services, documented that it was delivered on the 11th. So if the 35% is not enough, I can also bump it up to 50%, making it $34.99.
And what's that $69.97 for?
The $69.97 is the actual price of the Hype watch.
I don't want it then.
Okay, if the 50% is not okay, I can also bump it up to 75, making it only $17.49, and that would be the last charge.
I really just want to send it back if I could, please.
Okay.
Because,
I
wasn't really, when I order something like that and you tag along an earbud, I should have bailed on it right then. I wish I had. I wish I had just canceled it out and not done anything. I really should have done that. My bad on that, because I was, that's not a good way to do business, so I should have known better. But I just, I just want to send it back and just, take the charge off.
Okay.
And I'll send the earbud back and the watch, and I just get out of it. I don't I don't want it. I wouldn't have done it. I should have, like I said, I should have just bailed on the order. You know, that was my mistake.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to put your account on a 7-day hold so you don't get charged in the meantime of you shipping back the products. I'm going to give you the address to send it back to.
Okay.
Okay. So in order for us to stop these payments, the only way to stop them is if you send both products back. So once you send both products back, you'll get, let me see. Give me one moment. So you'll be getting back half of that $18.94 because half of that is for the warranty and half of that is for the pods.
No, I didn't quite follow that. I'm sorry. What is it again?
The $18.94 that covers for the 1-year warranty and for the earbuds. Half of that. Okay, so half of $18.94. Oh, extra button. Okay, half of the $18.94 is $9.47. So you'll be getting $9.47 back. And that's for the warranty.
For the warranty.
Yes, it came with the warranty. The warranty and the earbuds price was combined. Let me know when you're ready for the address to send it back to.
Okay, go ahead and give me that, but I want to talk to you about that other. I don't understand what's going on there, but go ahead.
Okay. So the address is 15 SERRA space WAY number 176 MILPITAS California 950.
Wait. PITAS and what was the rest?
Mm-hmm. California 95035.
Now it's 1 SERRA 1 Sarah Way
105. So 105 Sarah space Way is two different words.
Oh, okay. Bear with me. This is kind of confusing. It might be easier if you could email me that information, the address or whatever.
Unfortunately, our emails are automated. We can't do custom emails.
Oh, okay.
And the return address is not one of the options.
Well, Well, go ahead and let's try with try to give me that address again. It's really confusing. The first thing I have is
1 105.
Okay.
S E R R A Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Space Way W A Y.
Okay.
Number 178.
Oh, number 17 what?
8.
Okay.
Mill Pizzas, M I L P I T A S.
Okay.
California. The zip code is 95035.
Okay. And all right. I think I've got it now. It's 105 Sarah Way. And it's S E R R A Way, W A Y. Number 178, Milpitas, California, 95035.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, and send back the watch and the earbud to there. Okay. Now, you were saying you wanted to reserve a some sort of charges on. Even if I send those back, what was it you were saying? How much
from
is
the
it?
1894, you will be getting back the warranty half, so you will be getting back 947, and that's for the warranty. So that should be given back once the product is received.
Well, you charged me $69.97.
Those charges did not go through. Your bank declined them.
Oh, right. Yeah, they did. You're right. Okay. Oh, okay. So the 947. I need to send you 947.
No, we're giving you back 947. We're putting 947 back in your account once the watch and the earbuds return back to the factory.
Okay, and then I'm canceled also then too, right? You're going to cancel.
Yeah, you're canceled.
I don't want anything else. I don't want any more charges, you know.
Yeah, I put a 7-day hold on your account because the product should be there by day four. Once they return back to the warehouse, then your account will be fully canceled.
Okay. Now, do you have...
But right now, I'm putting a hold on the charges.
Okay. So, is there an RMA number or your name or something I need to put on here?
Oh, no. You just head it like you're sending regular mail. Make sure you keep that tracking number on you. And once you know that the package was received back at the warehouse, then you give us a call, give us that tracking number. We confirm that it was sent. It was sent back, and you'll get that 947.
Okay. All righty then. Um, Okay. Now, now what's the company name? Is Best Tech? I mean, New
it's
Tech.
It's Hype
Best
Watch.
Tech? Oh, Hype Watch. Okay, Hype Watch. Okay. Okay. Okay, then. All right. Well, I'll get that. Well, I'll try to get it out today. It's almost 4 o'clock. It's coming on four, and I think they post office closes at 5 or 5:30. I'm not sure, but it shouldn't be any trouble getting it out today. The post office is only half a mile away, so I'll get it done. And I appreciate your help. What was your name again?
My name is Adriana.
Oh, can you spell that?
A-D-R-I-A-N-N-A.
Oh, Adriana. Okay. Well, Adriana, I appreciate your help and your courtesy today. And I'll get these going to you. And so whenever the tracking shows me it's delivered, then I'll give you a call back.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.